We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Alexa, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, as we live each day, there'll be times in our lives that are difficult, right?
Yeah.
And there'll be times in our lives that will test us and teach us.
God will always be there for us.
He sent His Holy Spirit to help us.
He lives in all believers.
I've got the Spirit living in me, the Holy Spirit.
In us, we produce fruit.
And for the next two lessons, we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
There are 9 of them.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Patience.
Kindness.
Goodness.
Faithfulness.
Gentleness.
And self-control.
And love is the first one. And we are called to love the Lord our God with what?
All our hearts.
All our souls.
And with all our minds.
That's right. And what else, Sam?
And to love our neighbor as ourselves.
That's right. And the Bible says that if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. It's very easy for you to love your friends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what does the Bible tell us to do, Ryan?
Love your enemies.
That's right.
Do good to those who hate you.
And how did Jesus show his love?
Healing the sick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alexa.
Well, he loved his father because he did what his father wanted him to do.
That's right, yeah.
He even healed his enemy.
Just like in the Garden of Gethsemane, where a man was part of the crowd to take Jesus away, and Peter cut off the man's ear with his sword, and Jesus put it back on.
Jesus healed him. That's right. Yeah. That's a good example of how Jesus really showed compassion even to people who were taking him to his death. Yeah. Becca.
He died and rose for us.
That's the most wonderful way that he showed his love for all the world, isn't it? For God so loved the world. And the next fruit is joy. Now, what does it mean when we sing the song Joy, Joy, Joy down in our heart? What does joy mean, Carolyn?
That means being happy.
Really happy.
And it's easy to be happy when things are going your way, right? Yeah. Everything's going well and I'm feeling good and everybody's happy. But what happens when things don't go your way and you start feeling kind of sad and sorry for yourself? Is it easy to be joyful then?
No.
The only way we can be joyful in those situations is to have Jesus in our lives.
James wrote, "Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance."
If we know that God is with us and His love is always there for us, even when we face terrible times, we can be happy and rest in His care.
God will give us the fruit of joy.
is the next fruit of the Spirit. We can read about the peace of God in the book of Philippians.
Do not be anxious about anything,
but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving,
present your requests to God.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding,
will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Ask God, and He will give you peace.
Jesus showed God's peace all through His life.
When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus in the garden, He knew that He was going to be crucified, but He accepted what God was calling Him to do and went with them.
He stopped Peter from fighting the authorities who came to arrest him and even healed the man who Peter had hurt.
Jesus knew God's peace.
He was even called the Prince of Peace.
Patience is the next fruit. Are you always patient?
No.
How about giving me some times when it's hard to be patient?
When you're in a long line and it's the holiday.
Ooh.
When you're shopping, you have to return stuff.
Really tests your patience, doesn't it?
Like right now, we have to be patient and wait.
Right.
And wait for the other people before we can tell our thing.
Right. You might be really excited about sharing something, and you have to wait your turn. That's a good example. Yeah. Now, how about times when other people need to be patient with you?
I have a problem with, like, getting ready before someone comes to pick me up, and I'm, like, running around trying to find the shoes or whatever.
So they need to give you a little more time. Yeah, Morgan.
When you're in a long line.
Okay.
Oh, I said that again. Never mind.
Yeah. You really, those long lines really mean something to you, don't they? Miss Karen has one for you. Because oftentimes I ask you to sing a song, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, you have to do it again. Okay, we didn't quite get it that time. You have to do it again. So you guys need to be patient with me.
Yes.
Right? I think if we learn from the times when we felt really hurt by someone's impatience, maybe we can learn to be a little more patient with others. You think?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we're in a hurry or we get frustrated or angry because things don't go the way we planned. But God wants us to be what?
Patient.
And God has always been patient with His people. Can you give me some examples maybe from the Bible where you have seen how God is patient? Yeah.
Well, Alexa. Like all throughout the Old Testament when the Israelites kept turning away from God, kept telling them, like, just worship me. And they kept, like, missing the point.
Right.
And He was really patient with them.
For sure. That's a great example. Ryan?
When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and Jonah disobeyed Him,
mm-hmm.
And God was patient with him and gave him a second chance.
That's right.
Also, like, with the disciples, sometimes Jesus would tell them things and they wouldn't understand it all, and He was really patient with them.
Another really good example. Well, Proverbs 19:11 says, a man's wisdom gives him patience.
God will teach us patience as we study His word.
And the Holy Spirit will work in us to produce the fruit of patience.
Now let's do a quick review of the first four fruits of the Spirit.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Patience.
We'll learn the rest of them next time.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let's go before the Lord now.
Dear Father, you have given us your Holy Spirit to guide us, to comfort us, to teach us to be more like Jesus.
We want to show you love.
We want to be filled with your joy.
We want to have your peace and to be patient with others as you are patient with us.
We know that you will take care of us.
We can trust you.
Thank you, Father, for all that you have given us.
Thank you most of all for Jesus.
In his name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you come back for our next lesson about the other fruit of the Spirit.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
Grow love,
joy,
peace,
patience.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.